Flags were on half-mast outside the Nelson police station on Tuesday as the department gathered to try and make sense of the unthinkable. One of their own dead and a second officer in critical condition after an off-duty backcountry trip became dangerous when an avalanche was triggered. Nelson Police Chief Donovan Fisher was in mourning at a Tuesday media conference as he recounted the career of one of the department's most experienced members who is no longer with them.
Constable Wade Tittimore was a police officer for 15 years. Wade worked for the Nelson Police Department for the past 4 years, and prior to that, he worked 11 years for the Calgary Police Service, where he'd started his career. Wade was a hard worker, a skilled officer, and a dedicated family man. He was a mentor, an example to many of our junior officers. He'll be missed terribly by all of us.
It was a bit past noon on Monday that local rescuers were alerted to a remote area near Goat Range Provincial Park, north of Caslow. On the scene, they found Constable Matt Nolette, who has served with Nelson Police Department for around a year, badly injured. He was taken to Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital in Trail, where he remains in critical condition with multiple fractures and internal injuries. A furious search near the accident site led to 43-year-old Wade Tittimore, who was found a short time later but declared deceased on the scene. Both officers were experienced backcountry skiers and were carrying safety equipment and radar beacons when the avalanche struck. Fisher said the 20-strong department is now working to provide support for its own, as well as the surviving wife and two young children that Wade Tittimore leaves behind.
We're a small police force with a true family dynamic, and this tragedy is devastating to us here in Nelson. These are fine men and fine officers, and the whole community is hurting.
The loss shakes the department, which is already dealing with significant staffing shortages. The station remained closed on Tuesday, and local RCMP is currently covering all of the department's shifts. Fisher said that a process is in place to figure out how to handle the everyday duties of the department and thanked nearby police agencies who have offered to send resources out to Nelson.
Yeah, that'll certainly be assessed over the coming days just to determine what investigations are outstanding and have to reevaluate those and see who best is to take those on. I do know, and unfortunately from being through similar situations in my career previously, the community support goes a long ways. The impact is obviously going to throw a wrench into regular operations for a while. But I find people are very understanding of what the officers are going through.
Nelson's new mayor, Janice Morrison, also at a Tuesday media conference, said the role the department plays in the safety of the community is crucial.
Well, this police force is part of the community of Nelson. It has been here since Nelson started. As a matter of fact, we had a police force before we were actually incorporated as a city. So it's always been an important part of the city. We've depended on them through many challenges over the years. And so, like I say, it's with heavy hearts that the whole community feels this loss today.
Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.